asked me earlier not to introduce him, so I'm not going to introduce him. I just want to welcome him, and I want to thank him for coming and come back as often as we can. It's a special source for us to have Rav Sacks with us.
This Shabbos is Kriya Satoru. We read the Shira Sayam that we recite in davening each and every day. And one of the psukim is Ze Keli Va'anvei. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will glorify, we will beautify Hashem. He's not in front of the mitzvahs. And that, of course, is the idea of Hidur Mitzvah, that a person is obligated and called upon to perform mitzvahs in a beautiful fashion. Those who were together right for Shabbos not so long ago, when I was here, we discussed one element of Hidur Mitzvah, just parenthetically. Is Hidur Mitzvah min HaTorah? Is Hidur Mitzvah midrabanan? After all, because this is before the Torah was given, and Zeh Keli Vanvei was not found in Parshas B'Shalach as a commandment, as a tzivui, but rather this was part of Shira that Bnei Yisrael sang. We know it's appropriate. The Shira was incorporated into the Torah Hashem, so we know that it's absolutely correct. But what status does that have? Is that min haTorah? Is that midrabanan? It's somewhat unclear. The Ritva writes in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph that Hidur Mitzvah is only a din derabanan. The Ravid writes in that very same sugya, Sukkah Yud Aleph, that Hidur Mitzvah is a din daraisa. Machlokas Rishonim. Hidur Mitzvah daraisa. Hidur Mitzvah derabanan. If you have a suffix when it comes to cases of Hidur Mitzvah, how exactly do you paskin? You know, the Gemara Baba Kama Dav Tes writes that how much is a person obligated to spend for Hidur Mitzvah? You can purchase Dalid Minim for $60, but Hidur Mitzvah requires that you spend more, 60 plus a third. And the Gemara is a little uncertain, what is 60 and a third? The Gemara writes, is that 80 or is that 90? If it means that you divide 60 into 3, 20, so therefore you're expected to pay $20 more, that's 80. Or maybe we view milabar, and that means that the total layout should be $90. And if I ask you why 90, you'll say one-third is for Hidra Mitzvah, and two-thirds is for the Karen, the principle of the Mitzvah itself. So the Gemara has a suffix whether 60 plus Hidra Mitzvah is 80 or 90. Not very clear from the Gemara what we should assume lahalacha, it's a suffix. And how do you paskin in a suffix of Hidra Mitzvah? Today is some Beis Yosef. Do you assume lachumra? Do you assume lakula? Hidra Mitzvah daraisa? Hidra Mitzvah darabanan? Oh, as Teichemed writes, even if Hidra Mitzvah is daraisa, the shir shlish is only a din darabanan. And maybe even if Hidra Mitzvah is min haTorah, the cap is considered to be that which is 80. But machlokas rishonim, daraisa darabanan. If I were to ask you, what exactly are examples of Hidur Mitzvah? So when you look at the Gemara Shabbos, Nav Kuf Lamed Gimel Mebeis, the Gemara gives the following cases that see to it that the object of the mitzvah is beautiful. Lulav na, sukkah na, shofar na, have a beautiful lulav, have a beautiful sukkah, have a beautiful tzitzis to fulfill the mitzvah. Rashi writes in Bava Kama Daf Tes, a further chiddush, not beautiful tzitzis alone, but a beautiful beged, the garment should be beautiful as well. That's an interesting chiddush. That part of the Hidur Mitzvah Tzitzis is to have a beautiful garment. You know, in certain communities, people are very makpid to have a beautiful home for Hidur Mitzvah of a mezuzah. No, is that really the case? No, is that the case? That's alumdus. Now think about that. What's the difference between the home and the mezuzah and the beged and the tzitzis? Because Rashi writes that a beautiful beged, a beautiful talis, yeah, that's Hidra Mitzvah. We don't always make that association when it comes to a beautiful bayis. But all those cases are chetz shel mitzvah, chetz, the object of the mitzvah itself. But you know, when you look at other examples of Hidra Mitzvah, it goes way beyond cases of chetz. When you learned psachim last year, any of you do arvei psachim? No, daf seri tesim abeis. So the Mishnah tells us that arvei psachim, salat the mincha, lo yochel adam al shetechsha. Don't be kovei suda late in Erev Pesach. After all, you're going to have to fulfill the mitzvah matzah. And we want to make sure that you eat the matzah l'teyava. You do so enthusiastically. You do so passionately. And if someone were to ask you, like, where do you see that so important? What is the kiyum of eating the matzah? They say, oh, I'll eat the matzah. Does it really matter whether I do because I'm hungry or whether I don't, or that there's a certain passion, a certain enthusiasm? You know what you're going to tell them? Yes, because Rashi and the Rashbam himself can say, Yassim Abay's right, but that's Hidra Mitzvah. Achila Matzah L'Teyava. Performing the mitzvah passionately, enthusiastically. Right? That's Hidra Mitzvah. You know, that's a very different type of Hidra Mitzvah. I would have thought Hidra Mitzvah means have a beautiful matzah. But here, nothing at all to do with the matzah, but rather with the Maisa Mitzvah, the Kiyuma Mitzvah, how you perform the mitzvah. And that's considered to be a form of Hidra Mitzvah. So that seems to point to the fact that, you know, that there are different types of Hidra Mitzvah. There's a Hidra Mitzvah in Chefze. There is a mitzvah in terms of Gavra, my performance of the mitzvah itself. Perform a mitzvah in a beautiful fashion. Or, for example, the following. Tosfos discusses in Brachos Chaf Aleph and Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches the concept of Shomea Ka'one. Shomea Ka'one. You're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and all of a sudden the Chazan comes to Kaddish, Kedusha. So, what exactly do you do? I can't answer to Kaddish and Kedusha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, so what do I do at that point? So several days in Roshonim. Rashi Shittas, you can have the best of all worlds, no? Shomea Ka'one. Stop. You're going to have in mind to be Yotze, and you will fulfill the mitzvah of answering to Kaddish and Kedusha, and it's not considered to be an unnecessary interruption, a hefsek, in your Shmoneh Esrei. That just because I am Yotze does not necessarily mean it's considered to be a hefsek at all. That's Rashi Shita, the Mechaber twice, Pasins like Rashi, in Ochos Tefillah and in Ochos Tefillin. A person's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, the tzibur comes to Kaddish or Kedusha. A person's in the middle of putting on his Tefillin, and the tzibur comes to Kaddish or Kedusha. Hopefully Kaddish, not Kedusha. Kedusha, they're putting on Tefillin, no? So, but that's what the Mechaber writes. I guess it's possible, not to be in the middle of Kedusha and you're putting on your Tefillin. Shomea Kone. Shomea Kone. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, wait, if you really maintain Shomea Ka'one, listening is tantamount to reciting, that's a hefsek. That's a hefsek. And therefore, if you can't answer, you can't be Yotzi through Shomea Ka'one. And therefore, Tosfos says, keep on going, keep on davening, don't stop. That's a hefsek. There's even a third sheet, that's a ritva, Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches, where the ritva writes Shomea Ka'one doesn't even work. Shomea Ka'one only works when you could have answered yourself. Yes, al yedei acherim. Everybody gets together for the Shabbos Suda. Any one of us can make Kiddush. So I can be out, say, my chiyuv of Kiddush through you. But if for whatever reason I cannot do so myself, because I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, Shomea Ka'one is not going to function. It won't work at all. Interesting. Tosfos and the Ritva writes, keep on davening, but for very different reasons. The Ritva writes, keep on davening because Shomea Ka'one doesn't work. Tosfos says, keep on davening because Shomea Ka'one works too well. It works, and it's a hefsek. It's as though you answered in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So that's the Chiddush of Tosfos Shita.
Does that Shita of the Ritva hold if it's not possible or if you're not educated?
Right. The Ritva, there is a Hagos Oshri, the beginning of Masech HaSkulin, what that writes, if a person is Eino Medaber, he cannot speak. Right? So such a person who is Eino Medaber, Shmoneh Ka'one does not work. Shagasari discusses in Simen Vav, what about a person who can speak, who is unable to because there's a hefsek? So the Shagasari quotes a Shibuli Haleket. I guess the Shagasari didn't have a ritva, but the ritva in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches is mefurish that a person who physically cannot speak, or a person who is unable to speak al pidin. But if it's a person who is capable of speech but wasn't educated, then we assume Shomea Ka'one does work. That's not considered to be Eino Raya Labila, that Bila Ma'akev Espo. In fact, the Gemara writes in the end of Rosh Hashanah that the whole Chazar Sashatz was Lahotzi Misha Eino Baki, that sometimes we institute in that fashion. So Tosfos writes the Chiddush that Shomea Ka'one, listening is tantamount to reciting. Okay. But then Tosfos adds the following line. This is what's very relevant for us. Tosfos writes that even though that's true, that you can be Yotze by hearing, Ania Adif Tfei, it's better to answer yourself. You know, you get up for Shacharis, you're a little bit tired. You turn to the guy next to you, right, and you say, you know, I don't have the strength to answer to Kaddish or Kedusha. I'll just have mine through you. No? So you could be Yotzi through Shemaya Kona, but Tosa says, Ani Abdi Prey. It's better to go and do so yourself. So Tosa says, Sukkulamit Ches, that's a mitzvah mubchar. Ideally, do it yourself. But Tosa doesn't explain exactly why. So Tosus and Brachos Chaf Aleph writes, that's Hidra Mitzvah. That's Hidra Mitzvah. Even though I could be Yotzei through someone else, but doing it myself, that's considered to be a form of Hidra Mitzvah. The Rambam has a fascinating split. So let's assume in the yeshiva, everybody's getting together, Lel Shabbos, making Kiddush, so you'll come away, everybody should make Kiddush themselves. No, not necessarily. There we assume a great kiyum of Barov Ham Hadras Melech. Everyone can do so communally, but how do you balance those factors? So the Rambam has an unbelievable etzah. The Rambam Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, Efilchus Brachos. The Rambam writes, Kol HaShemea Bracha Mitchilasa Vad Sofa. You hear a bracha from beginning to end, in Kivin Libo Yotze. You're Yotze. But then the Rambam adds, V'chol HaOne Amen Achar HaMavarech, HaRehu Kimavarech. The Rambam seems to have two halachos. If I just listen, that's Shemea Kona, but if I answer Amen, it's as though I recited it myself. So, ayyadiyani yas amen. You can collectively fulfill the mitzvah, and that's really considered to be a form of recitation. Kol hona amen, ach amabarech, arehu, kimabarech. So, Tosus writes that, you know, you can be yotze through someone else, but doing it yourself is part of hidra mitzvah. Similar, not identical, but similar to like a mitzvah bo yose bishlucho. You can perform the mitzvah for me, but if I can do so myself, that's preferable, and that's called Hidra Mitzvah. That's called Hidra Mitzvah. You know, I don't know if months ago, did you have a chance to learn the Chanukah Sukkiyas at all? Shabbos and Avchafal, of different ways of fulfilling the mitzvah, Ner Chanukah, the Ikar Mitzvah, and Mahadrin, Mahajimina Mahadrin. So the Ikar Mitzvah is Ner Yishu Beisa, one candle per household. And what's Mahadrin? Ner Lechol Echad V'Echad. What does Ner Lechol Echad V'Echad mean? So one possibility, that's the Shita of the Balei Atosis, the Ramah, the Tafrei Shayim, everybody should light themselves. Even though technically speaking, you have one candle in the house, that's good enough. Yeah, but you should perform the mitzvah yourself. Not that Rambam that, no, the Balabayis is the only one that lights. Mahadri means everyone lights themselves. That's interesting. You can be Yotzei through others, but it's better to do it yourself. And what is that called? That's called Mahadrin. Yeah, Tosfos writes in Brachas Chaf Aleph. That's Hidra Mitzvah. That's the Hidra Mitzvah of Shemaya Kona. A fascinating parallel. That you can be Yotzei Aydei Acherim, but you know, do it yourself. That's an interesting association. No? Remember that. No, I don't think people normally associate that Tosfos and Brachas Chaf Aleph with the Sugyan Shabbos. You know why it's such a good association? It's easy to remember. It's both Chaf Aleph. No, it's Shabbos Chaf Aleph and Brachos Chaf Aleph. Oh, that's the Tosus. Now that both of that is considered to be, right, Mahadrin. Do it yourself. Doing it yourself has nothing to do with a beautiful matzah, a beautiful sukkah, a beautiful shofar. That's Hidra Mitzvah in the performance of a mitzvah. That's like Rashi and Rashbam, that don't fill yourself up on Erev Pesach. You want to eat the matzah enthusiastically. And performing a mitzvah with passion and enthusiasm, that's considered to be Hidra Mitzvah. Well, I'll give you, there are many, many more, but I'll give you one more example. Right. This example I really think you need a Rebbe for, right? But this is it. Technically speaking, we paskin like a particular sheet. You know, you learn a sugya. The three sheetas, four sheetas, five sheetas. How do we paskin? We paskin like the sheeta. But you know what? Is there any legitimacy for a person who says, I want to perform the mitzvah according to all these views? Yitzias yidei chavasa l'chol hadeos. I don't just want to be Yotzi according to this one shita. I want to be Yotzi according to Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam and the Ravid and the Rashba the Ramban. So the Prima Gadim writes, Taf Reish Nun Vav, the Mishaburo quotes this, and the Yerhalach, Taf Reish Nun Vav, that's very legitimate. Let's say Sidei Chavasa L'chol Hadeos. Even though we pass from like Shita A, but if you can perform the mitzvah, you learn Mishnah Berurah, so often the Mishnah Berurah does that, no? Mishnah Berurah will say, technically we pass from like this. But you know, if you do the mitzvah in this way, you can accommodate this Shita and that Shita and that Shita. No, Yetzias Sidei Chavasa L'chol Hadeos. The reason you need a Rebbe is that a Rebbe has to tell you which Deos is it considered to be a chumer, a midas chasidus, to adopt? You have to be very careful before you start adopting every single chumra. Right? So you have to ask your Rebbe, you have to ask your Rebbe, you have to ask your Sheshiva that, you know, I want to do more. So what is the legitimate way of chumra? What is the midas chasidus? And maybe sometimes you'll be told that this is not an appropriate chumra, this is a very appropriate chumra. You have to know what is contained within. Right? That's a theme for a separate shir with tremendous differences. A difference between a das yachid, which is a midas chasidus, as opposed to a shita dechuya, that lahaloch is not recognized. Which deos should we say is considered to be such a great midas chasidus? But if I were to ask you, what is the kiyum? Where do you see it's important? Let's say, it's a vasa, l'chol ha-deos, the Pima Gondim writes. That's Hidra Mitzvah. That's part of Zekeli Van Veyu. Yitzia Sidei Chavasa l'chol ha-deos. And the Prima Gondim writes, I really mean this. Because let's assume, for example, you go to buy a Dalet Minim, and you can get a Dalet Minim that's kosher, right, for $60. And this Lulav and Esrog, you could be out, say, kol ha-deos. How much do you have to spend for the Lulav and Esrog, let's say, Sidei Chavasa l'chol ha-deos? So that's what the Prima Gondim writes, that's Hidra Mitzvah. And Hidra Mitzvah is Ad Shlish. Wow, Ad Shlish. That's Hidra Mitzvah. All of these examples, there are many more, but all these examples, eating matzah passionately, or a mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, do it yourself rather than rely on someone else, or aniyah as opposed to shomea ka'one, better to answer amen than simply to be yotze by hearing a bracha of someone else. All of those are examples of hider mitzvah, having nothing at all to do with the object of the mitzvah. It's not a beautiful sukkah, or shofar, or lulav, or matzah, but rather it's hider mitzvah and the kiyum ha-mitzvah, and the maisa ha-mitzvah. So where do you see this? What is the source of this? What is its relationship with what we normally assume is hider mitzvah? So here I'll tell you an amazing phrase of Rashi. Right? It's hard to see all the marmakomos, right, that I mentioned. Right, but just take a look at this. Now, this is a Rashi Yuma Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. There, the Gemara describes that on Yom Kippur they would read from the Sefer Torah the Beis Hamikdash, and before Yom Kippur, everybody would bring Sifrei Torah if they could, and imagine the magnificent scene, the Kriyas HaTorah, people with their own Sefer Torah. The Gemara says that is beauty, splendor. That's Hidur Mitzvah. That's Hidur Mitzvah. What is the Hidur Mitzvah? So first Rashi writes, Laharos Noyav Shel Sefer Torah. Well, it's simply beautiful. Not to see, right? The scene. Not everybody is there. Like, you know, you go Yantav Chalamoy to the Kosa, you see such a Birchas Kohen. Beautiful, magnificent. But then Rashi adds the following. It's a different Hidur Mitzvah. Rashi writes, V'tiferes Ba'aleha Shetarach Nisna B'mitzvah Shenemar Zakei Vanbeh V'isna Lachana B'mitzvahs. Tiferes Ba'aleha. The splendor, the beauty of the person, of the osa mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah is not just simply the object is beautiful. No, hidur mitzvah is tiferes baleha, the beauty of the person. The person is so meticulous. The person goes out of his way to see to it that he fulfills the mitzvah in its entirety, that even, the lulav, the shofar, the esrog is beautiful. It's easy to have a beautiful sukkah and a beautiful lulav. To make sure that there's a match, that there's a symmetry, that it's a shidduch between the chefter shel mitzvah and the osa mitzvah, that's not so simple. To see to it that when you perform the mitzvah, that it's done with a sense of tiferes, beauty, splendor. How you perform a mitzvah is not simply what you do, but who you are. That's the tiferes baleo. And therefore, well, of course, hider mitzvah is not going to be limited to having a nice sukkah. The hider mitzvah is that a person is taking the time to see to it that the sukkah is beautiful. That's the hider mitzvah. When you go ahead and see to it that you have a beautiful lulav and esrog, that's a reflection of who you are, not simply what the esrog is. That's the tiferes baleha. And therefore, of course, that hider mitzvah is not just simply to see to it that, yeah, the object should be a beautiful one. That's true. It's true because it reflects the passion, enthusiasm of those simits. But you have to make sure that that's an appropriate match. And therefore, not surprising at all, that you're going to come up with many, many cases of heder mitzvah that have nothing at all to do with the object. The object is one manifestation. I would suggest that the main halacha of heder mitzvah is the tiferes baleha, the beauty of the person, that expresses itself that even the object is something which is beautiful. But the real challenge is that sense of tiferes. Where did Rashi get this from? That heder mitzvah is the osa mitzvah? So this, I would suggest, is based on a Gemara in Nazir and Daf Beis. The Gemara mentions the following case. A person makes a statement, two words. Ehe na'e. I will be beautiful. I will be beautiful. So the Gemara says, Hare ze nazir. That means it's acceptance of naziris. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, what does ehe na'e have to do with naziris? If you would hear a person say that I will be beautiful, why is that naziris? The Gemara says, you're right. We're talking about a specific case, misalso besaro. We're talking about a case where a person is pointing and playing with his hair, and he's indicating he's taking upon himself something that's going to impact on his ability to cut his hair. Okay, if that's what he did, and that's what he means, so okay, so then hey, no, is the language of Naziris. But the Gemara has to follow. Let's say not Nisal Solvasana. What's the other option? What else would it mean? So the Gemara says, what else would it mean? Ehena means Zek Keli Vanveo, he's none of fun of a mitzvah. It's a Gemara, no? Heder mitzvah is, I will be beautiful. I will be beautiful. Heder mitzvah is expressing the beauty, the splendor, the commitment of the Osa mitzvah. The Osa mitzvah. That, Zek Keli Vanveo. You know, when I learned that Sugin Shabbos, Kuflamid Gimel, here, Zek Keli Vanveo, Parshas Peshalach, the Gemara has two possible drushes. One drasha is Hidra Mitzvah. You know what the other drasha of Zekema is? Avashol. Va'anveyu is Ani Vahu. You have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu, Chanun V'rachum, Afatotei Rachum V'chanun. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ose Chesed, Sosotu, you have to do so as well. You know, when I first saw the Gemara, I thought these are two very different concepts. One is a beautiful sukkah, and one is emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, is there any link between these two drashos? I would suggest now that, you know, they're so closely linked. Because the heder mitzvah of Yisrael Lefan HaBe Mitzvos is not just simply to have, right, a beautiful lulav. The heder mitzvah is tiferes baleha, the beauty, the splendor of the osa mitzvah. And the source of that beauty and that splendor, the tiferes baleha, is ani vahu, va'anveyu. That you better see to it that you're going to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you have to do. You want to exhibit that midas ha-tiferes, the source of tiferes. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, precisely because of ani vahu, that's the concept of Heder Mitzvah. But Allah can govern, Allah can chefs, all too often we emphasize, you know, the beauty of the object. Yeah, it's so legitimate, so important, but it can't end there. At the Tiferes Baleva, that's the concept. And he knows that I will be beautiful. Of a sense of Heder Mitzvah. Right? This time that you have in Yeshiva, that has to be your mission statement. Right? That of Tiferes Baleva. You have to see to it through every aspect of Avodas Hashem that you become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what you will accomplish through true Esek B'Torah. If a person learns these difficult sugyas well, Bav Metzia is a very, very challenging Masechta, that will be an exhibition of Tiferes Baleha. Right? That will notch you up. You'll be able to recognize that, you know, you're changed. You're not the same person as you were right when you entered the yeshiva. And what better opportunity than to be in such a yeshiva, surrounded by such rebbeim, to have such chaverim, to be in Eretz Yisrael. You have every opportunity to absorb, to be shoei Ruach HaKodesh. Right? And that's the challenge. To see to it that you do so. And you have to make sure that you do so passionately. You have to do so ba'ofin hamahuda. The Gemara writes in Nidan Daf Ayin that there are two secrets for hatzlacha in learning, and both are absolutely necessary. Ha below ha lo kaima, the Gemara writes. You can't have one without the other. So one, the Gemara says, is yarba b'yeshiva. You have to walk the walk. You have to do it, no? A person wants to soar in learning without the effort, without the amelos, without the hishtadlus, without the hasmada. It will not happen. It will not happen. Yarba b'yeshiva. You have to take the study of the yeshiva so seriously. Right? Every moment that one possibly can, you have to devote to avodah session. So the Gemara says, as important as that is, it's not enough. That's not going to do it. Pretty unbelievable. No, what could be better than yarba b'yeshiva? The Gemara writes that no, yivakesh mimisha chachma shalom. You have to be mispalo. You have to be mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not going to come without it. A person can sit, and a person can try to master a sugya. You're not going to be matzliach unless you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for siyata d'shmaya. Ha, below ha, lo kaima. This is not an intellectual pursuit which necessarily a person will amass and accomplish and attain without tefillah. Both are absolutely critical. That's what you have to do. You have to be mishtadel and you have to be mispalim. And ha, below ha, lo kaima. You're not going to be successful, right, with just one and not the other. If a person only davens without his learning, he's not going to emerge as the Sar HaTorah. And a person learns without davening, it's not going to happen either. Right? You don't have to take my word for it. It's a Gemara Nidan Daf Ayin. No, Mufurish. No, that's what the Gemara says. That this is what you have to do to Matzliach. And a person should never be frustrated and think that, what do you mean? I don't have the tools, I don't have the mind, I don't have the memory, I don't have the intellect. It's not true. It's not true. Mispalel, you'll be matzliach. Gemara is clear. We've all seen people who soared, even though objectively, that maybe we didn't think at first glance that, you know, this was their potential, right? And they accomplished amazing, amazing things. Like Chaim Volozhiner writes, Yagati umatzasi tamin. When one goes ahead and immerses himself in the yigiyah of the Torah Hashem, the next step is matzasi. You will find, you learn the Eilam Metzias, you'll find a lost Metziah. In other words, that if you're zoche in learning, it's a gift. It's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. It's not your amelus alone. That's necessary, but it's not sufficient. You have to be mishtadel, all the effort, right? You have to make sure, from here on end, right, every moment of Seder, every moment of Seder, you know, you come late, it's not just the 5 minutes. No, it's the lack of the asiyas mitzvah l'tayavah. No, it's the passion and enthusiasm throughout the entire Seder, which is indicated by, when exactly did you show up? No, it can be a 3-hour Seder whose passion enthusiasm is going to be determined by those first 5 minutes. How can you be passionate about tefillah if you come in right in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra? It doesn't only reflect that, oh, I missed brachos. No, you missed tefillah. Because it's a different type of tefillah when you're playing catch-up. Well, you have to make sure that there's amelus and recognize the koach ha-tefillah to allow you to soar beyond any reasonable, logical ability that a person would necessarily have. I tell you that this is baduk menusa. The talmidim that soar in yeshiva are able to emphasize the hasmada, the amelus, and the koach hatvil of that of the siyata d'shmaya. And the ficha, b'lvavcha la'sosa, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you the tools to do this. Right? You just have to work. You have to express the tiferes balel in order to be able to fully succeed. The longer you can be here, the longer you can stay in yeshiva and in Eretz Yisrael, right, you do so. This will immeasurably equip you for every walk of life. As wonderful as these years are in Eretz Yisrael, I think there's one point that I always emphasize, and that is, when you're here, you make pretty important decisions. But the most important decisions of your life, you're not necessarily going to be making here. The most important decisions of your life are going to be made, right, in your next window, right, where you go from here, where you go from here. In the next several years, you're probably going to decide that this is my calling, this is my career path, Avodas HaKodesh, aspects of Parnasa, who you marry, what type of home you have, probably not decided here. That's going to be right, in the next yeshiva that you're in. You have to make sure that you are going to be in an environment that is surrounded with that sense of Tiferes Baleha, the passion, the enthusiasm to make those appropriate decisions. You know, imagine if the decisions that you had to make now you would make without the guidance of your Rebbeim and your Rosh Hashiva. You'd make the wrong decisions. And somehow guys think that after a couple years in Eretz Yisrael, you know, they can go now to an environment without Rebbeim and without Chaverim and without a Rosh Hashiva and be able to make the most important decisions in their life. It's not the case. It's not the case. You have to see to it that you position yourself in an environment where there is that midah of Tiferes, where whatever you're going to do is going to be done al taras hakodesh, where whether it's morning and night of Limud HaTorah, whether it's afternoon hours of aspects of college studies and parnasa and so on, everything seamlessly is part of that sense of Avodas HaKodesh. Right? What you've gained is too precious to let go of when you return to Chutz Laaretz. And you can't think that you've peaked just because you've spent, right, 1, 2, or 3 years in Eretz Yisrael. It's an unbelievable grounding, an unbelievable foundation, but it is just a foundation. And you have to build the rest of your life. And you have to make sure that there's a sense of continuity in this process. So Be'ezras Hashem, if we can be a part of that, that would be a tremendous schus for us. But see to it that while you're here, to be able to grow and to develop, to embrace all aspects of the Torah Hashem, that's the real challenge of the Shira Sayam that you recite each and every day. So every day, right, during Pesukei Dezimra, you're reciting the Pasuk of Zekei Vanveyu. Remember that Rashi? Yuma Dafayin, Tiferes Baleha, Ehinoa, I have to be and become that beautiful person. A person who is so devoted to the Torah Hashem that not only, but even the Sukkah, the Lulav, the Shofar, right, even that exhibits a certain sense of beauty. But to recognize the beauty comes from each one of you. And ultimately, Ani Vehu, it comes from our obligation to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give each of you the immense Siyata Deshmaya that through your Amelus, your Hishtadlus, your Hasmada, that all of your efforts to grow as a Ben Torah, you should be Zoche to that sense of Siyata Deshmaya, to be able, Be'ezras Hashem, to emerge as an incredible Ben Torah, bringing that true sense of Hidur and Tiferes to Knesset Yisrael, and ultimately to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.